Jordan, I understand you wanted to talk.
Yeah, I do. This week's obviously weighed pretty heavily on me, and I thought I'd just wait until I've got a clear mind to come out and apologise for my actions and my behaviours. I don't condone that behaviour at all, and I've got a lot of work moving forward.
What's your message to the footy community and to those at the club and the women at the club?
Well, firstly, I do want to come out and say I definitely am sorry for that. I've got a lot of important women in my life, and I understand you need to show respect to women at all times. I've got a responsibility to the wider community, and I need to keep working towards that.
And, you know, in terms of your work this year, did you want to touch on your first part of the season?
Yeah, I do. Obviously, you've probably seen with the ADHD stuff which came out. First of all, I just want to say that's not an excuse for my behaviour at all. I just wanted to let people know that I was dealing with some stuff on the side throughout the first half of this year and also now. It's something I'm learning a lot about, and you know, I'm not a perfect person. I don't think I ever will be, but hopefully I can make some changes so these mistakes don't happen again. And just on that, I would like to apologise once again.
So that's Jordan DeGowie today speaking with Collingwood Communications Chief Nadine Rabah, formerly of the AFL. Robbo, at the start of the week, he was actually taking on the media. Things have changed dramatically. Do you know how that has occurred?
How has that occurred? No, I don't know exactly how it's occurred, except that Jordan DeGowie painted the media as persecuting him. Jordan DeGowie didn't believe that he did anything wrong in Bali, and so it dragged on because my understanding it took a lot of discussion and coercion from people at the club to say to Jordan, your behaviour was wrong. And what's today? Friday. I think if they had their wish, they would like to have had Jordan speaking early in the week, perhaps Tuesday, but he might not have been in the mental state to do that. But it was really interesting when the coach, Craig McRae, said he contacted Jordan yesterday, but he didn't get an answer. And I thought, God, that's curious. When you're in a firestorm, and I've been in one, I don't know about you've been in it, Lee. You've certainly been in one, Lloydie. When you're in a firestorm, you actually need people close to you to say it's okay. You know, you're not a bad bloke. You've just made an error. And I thought one of those guys would have been the Craig McRae, and he didn't get back to him, so that was curious. But I would think that most people would say, well done, Jordan, for sticking your head up and saying what he said today.
I really needed to do that, Tim. If he kept going down the track of me against them and all that, I don't know how much longer he'd last in the game if he keeps wanting to say, I did nothing wrong. It's the media's fault. They painted me into a corner. And I think the advice of listening to people, other people, and listening to people go, okay, can we just put forward our point of view? Just listen to how this can be perceived by other people and those the aspects, and to see him now admit that there was aspects of what he did that are offensive to other people. And I think also the pressure it's put on Collingwood, like to see all the players being doorstopped, the coach and the pressure he's been under, all those types of things. I think he's got to recognise that he's the one that's put that under pressure. Now he's not even in a position to turn up to training for the whole week. So what those decisions he made in Bali and where it's got to, of how it's put pressure on himself, his career, and I genuinely do feel he's now on his last chance.
At Collingwood?
At any stage, at any club. If he makes one more poor decision, I think that'd be it.
Yeah, clubs get desperate. Clubs get desperate. I think if he makes another poor decision, he's out of Collingwood. Mm. But come to October, when the trade period starts or whatever, people say, you know, we've got a pretty good, you know, say Geelong. We've got a pretty good leadership group down here. Mm. Come on, we can take him in. We can take him in. So I think there will be buyers, but not at the 5x8.
Can you remember another situation of another player that has sort of got himself on the wrong side of the PR battle in a way, as DeGowie has, that actually has gone to another club? I'm just trying to think.
What about Jake Stringer?
Last year he was spoken
about in great terms from where he's come from.
Look, it just came up on Sports Day a couple of nights ago, and Ben Cousins' name was mentioned as well. He actually changed sides of the continent to change his
circumstances. Yeah, but he had his challenges here. I mean,
Before he came.
No, before he came, and he had his challenges here at Richmond, but Most people at Richmond would say he was a success at Richmond. I don't know, but he had some. He had a couple of nights, I think, where he fell off the wagon. But that's a really interesting period in the AFL history, actually, dealing with Ben Cousins, which we might have a discussion about on another day.
Hey, Robbo, you got dragged into it too during the week. So Eddie McGuire was listening to this program last Friday night, and he played a grab on Footy Classified where he said that you said, Joy to go. We'd all love to be there. With Jordan DeGoey, and then another grab later in the week where you were saying how wrong it is.
Keep going. Sorry.
In terms of, you know, was it around the penalty, Robbo?
Oh, absolutely, it was around the penalty.
The penalty
stunk compared to what the discussion that Collingwood and the press release that Collingwood, the AFL, put out saying we condemn this behaviour. Mm. This is absolutely unacceptable. And then they slap him with a suspended fine.
Yeah.
Of course that
Eddie's view on you, though, was last Friday night, you weren't sort of very aggressive or sort of strong.
Outraged
compared to as the days rolled on.
Did you back me up, Lordy?
I didn't comment at all.
Thanks. Because you know for a fact that McGuire took that comment out of context. Because I sat here last Friday night and said, hey, of course I'd like to be in Bali. I've been to Bali. It's a great place. But what he did was wrong. Mm. He's done some actions that people are going to go him for. Mm. So McGuire chops that bit where I said I want to be in Bali. A, that's pathetic by Eddie. B, I'm not surprised, but he took that pot shot. I mean, I don't really care if he did it. Eddie's called today a dirty, what was the word, dirty bastard?
Neil Mitchell.
He's a street fighter. He'll fight. There's no doubt. He went after me, and that's fine. I've gone after Eddie. It's really interesting because about 5 weeks ago, I had an hour-long conversation with Eddie on the telephone, and the next time I hear from Eddie, he's going me on your show, and he completely took that line out of context, and then Eddie starts attacking everyone for the pile on Jordan DeGoey. Right? Oh, you're going to drive people to with people with mental health. You're going to have blood on your hands, and really, Eddie, what a hypocrite!
Well, Robbo,
what a hypocrite!
If you have changed your position a bit,
I haven't, Jim, I haven't changed my position.
What I was saying was that Jordan DeGoey has changed his by 180 degrees. That is the fact, and it may be quite sincere, but he was about to take on the media. Well, he had taken on the media over the treatment he was getting, and today he is saying that he is sincerely sorry, and perhaps he has been persuaded to a different view. Lee and I were agreeing before we went to air that this time last week we thought this had a shelf life of barely 24 hours. We didn't see it as being a story of the magnitude that
Why not? Tell me why you two didn't.
It's because I'm trying to put this as best I can, thinking on the run about just how to frame it. But it seems to me that the kind of behaviour, there is no indication, as far as I know, that the woman involved was offended.
That's part of the story, Tim. It's part of the story. Just because she was not offended. She was, because she stopped.
So they're having fun.
She's lying down, and he puts his hand and pulls his top down. She stopped him. She said no. So she was offended, right? And then she said later, everyone get off Geordie's back. We're having fun, rah, rah, rah. But she stopped him from pulling her top down. So that's a no. That's not a yes, okay? Now, the point is, because this is an argument that people put across, including you right now, because she's not offended doesn't equate to every other female being offended by the behaviour of Jordan DeGoey. I'll put it to you this way. If Jordan DeGoey did that to Samantha Lane, your daughter, what would you
do? She would have been offended.
Would you have been offended?
Yeah, but I mean, that is just not a fair framing.
Why isn't that a fair frame?
If two consenting adults are doing
whatever. A consent, though. She stopped him from doing it. If she consented, Tim, he would have let them pull the top down.
You may be right, you may be wrong.
It's a straight yes or no.
I don't know what was in her mind in that moment.
I don't think it's a straight yes or no.
But she stopped him.
Well, I think it's happened during the week. And because when you look at just the vision, it's not just the vision, it's what's happened previously in his life. Whatever happened in New York, what happened over the years. So it's not just one bit of 30 seconds. When you look at that 30 seconds, you can easily say if you want, it's the consenting adults having a party. And they're all just enjoying what's going on, right? But what happens is then you get the offended and the outraged. And there's many people in that category. So what I was thinking last week, I'm thinking, am I thinking the right way? But seriously, because someone else is offended, I hate it when someone says, I'm offended, you should be too. Mm. As opposed to, you could be offended because that's the way you see it. And I think what happened, there was enough offence and outrage, and you were one of them, Robbo, that eventually Collingwood and Jordan De Goey have said, oh, well, she's got to do something here to try and get us out from the being backed into the corner.
I thought he did the wrong thing, right, by pulling on the top. Well, I wasn't jumping up and down on that, but she didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, but there was outrage and offence.
My outrage came when Collingwood put out a statement and said, we condemn this behaviour, we hate this disrespect, it is unacceptable, and the AFL put out, we will not stand for any disrespect towards women. And they said, I have disrespected women. And the AFL said, you can have a suspended penalty.
What would you have given him,
25,000 straight up. And if the Players Association said, oh, we're not happy with that, the AFL and Collingwood should have said, sit down and shut up, Players Association. We're fining him $25,000. No suspension. Because he hasn't been penalised.
Let's get a woman's perspective. Jackie Reed is with us. She'll be doing the boundary line commentary tonight. Jackie, what are you making of the conversation?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week, I think, just watching it all unfold. I just thought, it was grubby. The whole week was grubby. I think the act itself was grubby. I don't know what the... I think I was okay with the sanction when it did come out because I think he's going to cop it later on with the contract discussions and the tax that might come from this sort of an incident coming again. I thought Nadine handled it really well once she stepped in on the Monday. I think over the weekend perhaps it wasn't addressed as quickly as it should have been by the club, but then Nadine... She probably didn't even have her login yet to her computer, but she's had to deal with that all day. And I think she did a terrific job and she's told them, no, that's enough. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think that De Goey represented Collingwood in any way that they would expect, but I think that's the same for any business as well. I don't think it discriminates. I think if we did it here for this radio station, if you did it for a school, you work at a school or you work in the bank, you're going to get in trouble from your workplace.
What did you think when you saw the footage of the hand coming across pulling down her top?
Yeah, like I said, grubby. And I think the days after that followed from everyone had elements of grubbiness as
well. Did your female friends, all as one, did they think... Because Lee just made a point. Because everyone else is offended, it all blew up. My experience this week is that my female friend said to me, if we don't condemn that behaviour by Jordan De Goey, if we are giving it a green light to young men to say, it's okay, she consented. She didn't consent.
Yeah.
She consented, I'll say it again.
That's part of it. That's specific, yeah.
Everything else was fun.
Yep.
Everything else was fun, except that bit. That moment. And that bit is the most important bit of all of it.